T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Buffalo Sabres, WGR Sports Radio 550 and WGR550.com. Sports Update.
Ottawa Senators traded Zach Smith to the Blackhawks for center Artem Anisimov yesterday. Smith played 612 regular season games with Ottawa. Artem Anisimov has played 703 games, 347 points. It's also been reported that Ron Francis will be the general manager of the Seattle NHL expansion team. They don't have a name yet. Francis was GM of the Hurricanes from 2014 to 2018 and working in their front office for 12 seasons. Seattle will begin play in the 2021-2022 NHL season. Sorry, typo there for me. Jakub Vrána signed a 2-year, $6.7 million contract with the Capitals yesterday that has an AAV of $3.35 million. Vrána had an NHL career highs with 24 goals last year and assists 23 and points 47 in 82 regular season games for Washington last season. Tune into One Bills Live from noon to 3 today, where John Murphy and Steve Tasker will get a chance to talk with former Bills defensive tackle Kyle Williams. The guys will also get to hear from Madden game designer Clint Oldenburg on the upcoming release of Madden 20. Vikings running back Rock Thomas was suspended 3 games by the NFL yesterday for violating the league's policy on substance of abuse. Thomas was arrested in January after Dakota County police officers executed a search warrant of his apartment and found over 5 pounds of marijuana. The Bisons beat the Charlotte Knights last night 5-3 at Salen Field. The Herd will host the Knights this afternoon at 1:05. So get over there and check that out. Could be a potential rain delay. Keep an eye on the weather. And on this day in sports, Joe DiMaggio ends a 56-game hitting streak when he failed to get a hit against the Cleveland Indians. That's your sports update for today. Andrew Peters, Marty Biron doing the instigators on WGR 550. And MSG, we've identified it's National Hot Dog Day. It's National Tattoo Day. You have a tattoo? I think we've talked about this. Yep. You do? Tasmanian Devil?
Nope.
What do you have?
Private.
Come on.
I told you, I'm not talking about it.
Where is it?
I'm not telling you.
Is it in a hidden area if you wear a Speedo?
Half.
What's the point of getting one there then? What'd you get? What is it?
I'm not telling you. We're not talking about it.
If we're in France and you're on the beach rocking a Speedo, I'll be able to see the bottom half.
We've showered many times together, and if you can't remember...
Not checking out. Where is it? On your backside or your front side, side?
You won't know.
All right. I'm going to guess Tasmanian Devil biting a hockey stick. Very cliche.
Very French-Canadian.
Very popular in your generation of players.
Oh, yeah. Like, we've talked about this before.
We have. Jay McKee has one of those, I think.
Yeah, I had guys like they won the President's Cup, which is the trophy for the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, and they would get the Buddha with the President's Cup at the end of their arms or whatnot. I'm like, what does that even mean? No, it's just... I'll admit it was a drunken night after winning the Memorial Cup, but I won't tell you what it is. You'll have to just
It has something to do with the Mem Cup. Is it the date?
It doesn't anything with the Mem Cup.
So you won the Memorial Cup, and you didn't get a tattoo to honor it. You just got a tattoo.
I just got a
tattoo because. You're an idiot.
Yes, absolutely. Idiot.
National Lottery Day.
You know what else today is?
It's World
the
Emoji
National Day.
Day
after the day where everybody started using that old app or whatever.
Thank you. Bring that up. Yep.
You know what? So one of the guy on Twitter is really funny is God, the tweet of God, and we've talked about him. He's got 6 million followers, and he's following only one person, and it's
the
Justin
Biebs.
Bieber. Yesterday, he goes, I have lost control of the situation. And I think it could be in reference to many different things. I think it was in reference to the old face app that everybody... The NHL just tweeted this morning a picture of all the first-round picks using the app. So Dylan Cousins is on there. You should go
who
and check...
Who just signed, by the way?
Who just signed? But you should see what Dylan Cousins is going to look like when he's old and gray, and it's hilarious. Capo Caco, Hughes, all those guys, they all have released those pictures. It's pretty funny. So
Terry Ryan, he will be on the show. He is a legend, okay? This guy is an absolute hockey legend. Yes. I think he's played 8 games in the NHL, and he's reached legendary status without question. You can follow him on Twitter. He's at TerryRyan20. But funny guy, first pro fight I ever had, and we were joking about it in text messages because we're going to get him on the show. But he played with Old Man River, so we're going to get him on with Old Man River. But he also has a podcast. So he tweets out yesterday, okay, we get it. There's a face app that ages folks. While slightly amusing the first 500 times, it was old by breakfast end and is now monotonous. If only pressing issues that actually matter spread so fast. But it's 2019. Pokemon, silly face apps, and emojis. His hashtag CrankyTR.
Yeah.
And he's absolutely right.
Listen, there's a lot of serious things in the world that a lot of smart people are trying to deal with.
We're trying to have a little fun over here.
Having a little fun and taking your mind off of it is part of everyday life. You know, you talk about.
You say you look like your dad.
Oh my goodness! Here's what happened. So I don't know who in the control room decided to use pictures and put the app through it, and then text it to our group. They texted that picture of me. And I looked at it, and I'm like, why do they have a picture of my dad? And then I looked closer, and I'm like, wait, that's me with the Ozzy Osbourne t-shirt that Old Man River got us after the Blues won the Cup. I'm like, that is me. And so I sent the whole group a picture of my dad and said, this is really creepy because I look identical to my father in this picture. And really, I could say the same thing. I would have looked identical to my grandfather because he looked just like my dad. So I'm like, this is really well done. Although some people out there thinks it's Russian spying on you with that app. But anyway,
yeah, did you read that? not responsible, or could like pass it on to a country with a different jurisdiction who have different laws and rights, and
your
could not be protected. Your private information. Okay, doesn't sound shady to me. I do owe Vikings running back Rock Thomas an apology publicly. I said they found 5 pounds of marijuana. It was 5 ounces. A little bit of a different crime there. Hey, we're a little bit of a different crime.
5 pounds.
Woo! Yes, I'm sorry. Okay, Rock Thomas, my apologies. Where do we go from there? Fun facts before we move on. Alex Winter from Bill and Ted. He's Bill from Bill and Ted.
Kelly.
He turned 54. Yeah, Kelly. Kelly. Thank you, Kelly. Kelly clarified everything for me.
For those who don't know, like we have, in our computer, we have our rundowns, and it basically, PD and JJ and everybody in the back room can say, okay, this is what we're going to do at 10:30, at 11 o'clock. And then there's a little chat box so that if earlier there was a light that was flickering and PD goes in there while I'm talking. He puts it down like, hey, the light is flickering.
Yeah, so everyone out there, just so you know, it requires concentration to do
absolutely
this.
Absolutely.
We're trying to multitask.
So JJ goes, yeah, we see it, and we're going to figure it out. So Kelly, who's in the back, was fantastic, and she writes 5 ounces in capital letters, not pounds. Ha, ha, ha. Like
anything you put in the prompter, Peters will read it, except 4 ounces and pounds, apparently. All right. Well, beautiful. With that being said, let's move on. Jeremy Roenick joined us at 10:30. You might want to go back and hear that.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Some other things that I mentioned in the sports update was Ron Francis. He's going to be named Seattle's GM. Does this surprise you a little bit?
Yes, it does. I'll tell you this. What's his name that was the coach in Arizona that just got hired in...
Tarkett? No, he's... No, what am I talking?
Edmonton.
That guy. Anyway. Yes. Yeah, I get it.
He was Dallas before that. You do some research.
No, I don't need to do research. We should remember this, Marty.
I thought he was the one lined up to be a general manager guy, a vice president of hockey ops type of situation in Seattle. Dave Tippett decided to take a job, coaching back in the National Hockey League. Now, I'm looking at Ron Francis, and Ron Francis was a fantastic hockey player. with the Hartford Whalers, with the Pittsburgh Penguins. You know, he was one of the best, most mild-mannered player you can get. Smart hockey player. I don't know that it's necessarily as gone into his work as a general manager. And the reason I'm saying that, I know the Carolina Hurricanes really put some handcuffs on him the last few years because they were a team that didn't have a lot of money. They were switching over to a new owner and many different things. But in 1 year, Don Waddell has been able to accomplish so much more in Carolina than what Ron Francis did in many years with the organization. So I'm just looking at, I'm a little puzzled with that decision this early on too, because listen, we're saying they're a year away from expansion draft. No, actually 2 years away from expansion draft. They're not coming in for the 2020-2021 season. They're coming in 2021. There is still plenty of things that could happen in the National Hockey League. General managers could be available. Coaches could be available to move to a general manager's position. So I think it's very early to put all your eggs in the Ron Francis basket.
Do we remember how early...
McPhee?
Yeah.
Vegas was a lot faster of a... you get a franchise and you have your expansion draft in a year and you go. Like, it was a lot quicker because... In the perfect world, the Seattle NHL new franchise would be coming in next season. There's the potential of a work stoppage next season. So this is the 2019-2020 season coming up. Summer of 2020, it could be some CBA talks. It could even be a lockout or strike or whatever you call it in 2020. So the league pushed back Seattle a year. So I find that although George McPhee was hired very early for Vegas, it wasn't 2-3 years in advance. It was maybe 16 months and boom, you go, right? You get prepared. So
yeah, so like you said, I so much. Now listen, Ron Francis has a tremendous amount of respect in this game. So I mean, what you're doing is you're hiring a great face to the franchise for now, but I would have thought maybe a higher up role. I don't know about general manager, but I look forward to see how this happens. I would be very surprised if another expansion team were to be able to come in and replicate what
Vegas
did.
George McPhee had a lot of history with a lot of the general managers around the National Hockey League. He did a fantastic job with the Washington Capitals for many years, taking them to the conference finals, actually to the Stanley Cup finals in 98. After some tumultuous times in the early 2000s, being able to draft a guy like Alex Ovechkin and really build that franchise back up. So I think other general managers were fearful of what George McPhee could or would do, maybe via trades, via, you know, expansion draft. And some general manager made bad decisions.
Yes.
And it's not going to happen again. Those
a lot
general
of lessons
managers.
Will be learned. You made this point.
Ron Francis is not going to have an easy go. When expansion draft comes, he may not have any side deals with any teams because the side deals really crushed teams like Florida, teams like Minnesota. There was plenty of other teams that made side deals. Buffalo could be thrown in there. Like, how great would it be to have maybe a Will Carrier on this team as opposed to having Linus Ullmark? Because that's where the fear came in is, you know, we're going to make Will Carrier available for you to take so you don't come in and pick Linus Ullmark off of a roster. Vegas was only allowed to pick three goalies. What if you say that we're protecting Will Carrier and we're leaving Ullmark available? Would Vegas have picked Ullmark? And if they did, where would that have left the Sabres? So there is things like that teams have done, bigger moves like Florida protecting all these defensemen to make Marchessault and Riley Smith available and all of that. Like that was crazy, but I mean, it's not going to happen. I would be very surprised if any of the 30 teams that are going to be exposed in the expansion draft, because Vegas will not, will make any side deals with Seattle. I don't think there'll be any.
Instigators with Marty Biron and Andrew Peters, WGR 550 and MSG. JR was on at 10:30. You check that out in the on-demand audio vault in just a little bit. Dis or Dat coming up at 11:30. One thing I want to talk about are dark horses to make the playoffs. We this is another conversation we put on hold yesterday. I'm not sure if you've seen the odds, but I'm looking in the Western Conference. Yes. You know, Vegas at 11-2, Colorado 13-2, St. Louis 7-1, Jets 7-1, Flames 9-1.
Jets 7-1?
Yeah.
I know they've got a lot of good players, and you know, but the third highest odds in the Western Conference, like, how are they going to defend? They got nobody on defense. They've lost Trouba, Myers, Ben Chiarot. They've lost a lot of pieces. Connor Hellebuyck is taking a step back last year. I really don't see the Jets being in there. I don't see the Calgary Flames being at 9-1 either. Dallas, I think, could be way up there alongside Colorado, alongside Vegas and St. Louis. Nashville, I think, could still be up there. They were able to trade Subban, and I think Nashville is going to be good. But I am puzzled with the Vegas odds to win the Western Conference, especially when you look at Winnipeg and Calgary. I don't think those two teams will be up there.
I can't believe Edmonton.
The Edmonton Oilers at 20-1. Come on now.
You think that's wrong?
No, I think that's very appropriate. They acquired Mike Smith as a goaltender, and they got that Mikko Koskinen. Is that Mikko Koskinen?
Yeah, on a $4 or $5 million deal. $5.4 million for 5 years. Number 19.
Somebody suggested on Twitter, and I hate when I just put it out there and I can't give credit, which credit is due, that if the NHL was the NBA.
Why don't you do what everyone else does and just take the credit yourself?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Why?
But if the NHL
was... people write articles after our show, they get all their info from here. And the next thing you know, there's like 50 articles out there about everything we talked about.
Good for them. I won't do that. So I'm just saying, if the NHL was the NBA, if they were the NBA, that McDavid would be on a Stanley Cup winning team right now because, number one, he would have demanded a trade, would have orchestrated the trade himself, would have said, hey, I'm going to the Lakers or I'm going to, Golden State or whatever. So if the NHL was like the NBA, there's no way Connor McDavid would still be in Edmonton. He'd be on a different team.
Do you think he finishes his contract there?
Well, he has, six
years left? What happens? What happens?
Oh, he has 7 years left?
What happens when Connor McDavid is not enough to draw free agents out there to Edmonton, and he wants out? Because I'll tell you what, when he won the lottery, let's go back, and he can say, oh, I love it here, I was named captain, and I'm, $12 million.
How much did he want to come to Buffalo?
He wanted to be in Buffalo.
He
Connor McDavid wanted to be in Buffalo. Yeah. That's for sure.
100%. And really, I'll tell you this, like Jack Eichel wanted to come to Buffalo as well. Like, there's no way any of those guys wanted to go to, maybe Arizona, Eichel's an American player, whatnot, but Buffalo was the most attracting place out of all the teams that were in the high lotteries. And unfortunately for Connor McDavid, it was Edmonton. And listen, it could work in Edmonton for him. It could still work. We talked about, roster surgery with the Sabres. Man, the Edmonton Oilers need a big-time roster surgery. They've got McDavid at, 12-5. They got Draisaitl at...
It's kind of a steal of a deal now, isn't it? Back when he signed it, we were like, what is going on out there? Now he's getting 50 goals, 54 assists, or whatever he had this year, 103, 104 points.
110.
Is that what he had?
115 or whatnot.
Is that what he had? No, McDavid had. No. Kucherov had the, what did he have, 141? What do you got there?
128 with Kucherov.
Okay. And what did McDavid have?
McDavid was 116.
And then what was Draisaitl?
Draisaitl, 105.
Okay, so I was off
by
one.
221 points between those two. That should get you in the playoffs. I don't care, what the rest of your team should looks like. You have two players at over 100 points in this day.
It's like having McGillney, LaFontaine in your lineup.
Well, yeah, but back in the 90s, that would be McGillney at 120 points and LaFontaine at 160. Like, that's completely, the numbers are completely different now. You look at Crosby at 100, Marchand 100, Kane at 110, but there's nobody else on Chicago that really had over 95. So
let's skip over to the Eastern Conference. We're talking about odds to win the conference and who are some long shots and dark horses. You just mentioned Crosby. When does Pittsburgh start to slide? We've been talking about how long? Yeah, I think so too.
Now, I think this is, they made the move. They traded Phil Kessel. I don't think they really got better. I think Pittsburgh is starting to slide 10-1. Next year will be 13-14-1. The year after that will be 18-1. I really think that Pittsburgh is sliding. And if you listen or read articles out of the Pittsburgh area, they're freaking out. They're freaking out because they're getting older and they're not going the right direction. Florida Panthers at 9-1. I think it's a very, very interesting bet. I think they got a lot better. Sergei Bobrovsky obviously going to bring stability in net. That's going to be really big for them. I'm looking at the Eastern Conference. The New Jersey Devils at 12-1. I just don't see it.
You don't think they're much better? I'm not questioning you. I don't. Are they better? Is this appropriate? Too high? Too low?
I think that's too high. I think they got to be lower than that. If you're going to put, the Islanders at 12-1, the Islanders who have they basically have the same core players that they did, right? They re-signed Nelson, they re-signed Lee, they re-signed Eberle. They, have the same players. They just don't have the same goalies, but they acquired Varlamov. I think the Islanders should be at about 10 or 12-1. There's no way the Devils should be at the same level as the New York Islanders. The Sabres at 25-1, I think, is a little low. But again, it's one of those situations where show me what you got. Because every year now for the last 2 years, we're like, oh, the Sabres are going to be knocking on the door of the playoffs, and they haven't. So now it's basically, okay, we'll give you a 25-1 odds and show us what you got. That's what you have on that list.
I think you're right about that. I was just looking at Florida here. We have to go to break. When we come back, this or that, the legendary segment, and we gotta get JR one of your shirts out there and get him to wear it on. What is that? Tattoo?
Yeah, tattoo. Can't show it on the screen, but that.
Okay. All right. We're talking tattoos, and everyone's got to take it to another level. It's one of the things about social media. Break coming up. This or that next. Find out what's in there. Also, Carlo Colaiacovo had some comments about Auston Matthews and Mitch Marner arguing about maybe Mitch Marner might be a better player.
He had the face app too, Carlo.
He had the face app too. He's going to join the show tomorrow. Marty won't be here, but Dan Dunleavy will be in. But Marty's back for This or That next right here. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back with more of The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe.
Okay. Time now for Buy, Sell, Trade presented by Buffalo Sports. Go to Buffalo Sports on McKinley Parkway where you can buy, sell, and trade new and used sports equipment. Found on the internet somewhere down in the bowels of the internet. Jeff found this and threw it in the morning email. And it said, Alex Ovechkin will assuredly go down as the best goal scorer of the salary cap era and maybe of all time. His 8 Rocket Richard trophies say everything that needs to be said on that topic. But when we're talking about the best shooter, it has to be Steven Stamkos. Laine may make a claim a little bit down the road, but for now, Stamkos wears the crown. There's got to be an analytic stat behind that that proves that. So buy, sell, trade, Marty, just off the eye and what you've seen from the highlight reel over the years. Stamkos is the best shooter in the NHL.
I don't need analytics.
Okay.
Because I faced Stamkos.
There you go. This is what I want.
I can tell you this. Alex Ovechkin's shot is deadly. And to me,
Does he even know where it's going, though?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
He knows it's going left or right. I don't know that he knows it's going bar down or it's going to hit you in the shoulder, but he knows he's shooting to the left or the right of you.
Okay.
But I would tell you that Alex Ovechkin is by far, in my opinion, the best shooter. Now, I would put a dark horse in that category. And maybe, and just maybe, we don't see it as much as a guy like Ovechkin or Stamkos, but Connor McDavid, the quickness of his snapshot and the ability for Connor McDavid to be able to shoot it in motion with his feet moving, lateral movement, and then let that shot go is unreal. So I would even say that a guy like Connor McDavid would probably be, in my book, a more feared shooter than Steven Stamkos is. The one thing Steven Stamkos is really good at, remembering his goals. If we picked a random goal and we said, December 12, 2009, you scored a goal against the Boston Bruins, go. He would tell you exactly what happened. He remembers every single one of his goals. So that's the only thing that he's the best at. I don't think he's the best shooter.
Well, the question was not who has the best memory of their goals in the NHL.
So I sold this.
So you sold this. Do goals equal better shooter? Like, I mean,
okay,
if there's a percentage out there that favors somebody.
10 pucks in the slot, and I'd say to Stamkos, take 10 shots, okay? You can do wrister, snapper, slapper, whatever you want to do. And I ask the same thing of Ovechkin. I want to say Ovechkin, to me, would be the better shooter. 10 pucks in the slot.
Yeah, and to me, it's a fair argument, but it's how many pucks end up in the back of the net. I mean, as simple as that. So whether he gets more shots, shot attempts, better passing, I don't really care. Ovi has to be the better shooter. He's scoring more goals.
Yeah, but Ovi's also a different player. He's got the strength, the speed, the mentality. So it's totally different. But I just don't see Steven Stamkos is a great shooter. Don't get me wrong, but I don't see him, like I said, putting 10 pucks in the middle of the slot area and say, go ahead and take your best shot. I think, to me, Ovechkin would be... You know that old Juice Boy game we used to play at the end of practice?
Yeah, I used to.
For those who don't know, you put pucks in the slot, guys would be on either side of the net to be able to put in the rebound. And there used to be guys that could score from just a little above the hash marks, like not quite the top of the circles, but right about there. And some guys could never do it. I think Ovechkin would be the guy that'd be deadly from that spot every time he touched the
puck. Best was rebound game, being the shooter in the rebound game and just, you know.
But that's what it is, the rebound game.
Oh, the
Juice
talking
Boy
the
was different.
You're
Juice
talking
Boy
the rebound
a,
game.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Juice Boy was a shot and a deke, and then the next round you deked, and the last person had to bring the juice to everybody in the locker room.
The last one to score had to get everybody a Gatorade.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. I'm going to buy this. Or, sorry, I'm going to sell this. I don't think Stamkos is the best shooter. I got to agree that it's Ovi. When we come back, it will be this or that. That was a quick little segment due to the long segment with JR. So when we come back, I promise this or that next.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to The Instigator. It is time for This or That, presented to you by... We don't have a sponsor for This or That. We should have a sponsor for This or That.
Yes, we do.
We don't have one. It's presented by me.
The Oxford Dictionary.
No, but because yesterday you said I dropped so many brand and names and restaurants and whatever, so I thought maybe somebody would want to sponsor the This or That
segment. The summertime
segment.
Six-pack. Yeah, Marty went out, all out, and did a full NASCAR...
stickers
team.
Everywhere.
You were a pro team in Europe.
I was Switzerland's jersey.
Yeah, you had like Zurich Swiss Bank on the pants. You had the
McDonald's
logo.
Yeah,
okay,
everywhere.
We got you.
Okay, so anyways, if you want to sponsor This or That, just give JJ a call and he'll make it happen.
It's like in Wayne's World when he goes, it's like people only do things because they get paid. And that's just really sad. You remember that when they're...
Should be like that.
Sure.
Hey, hot takes. Summertime hot takes. You know, we talked about... There was somebody on radio station in Boston that basically said they should trade Patrice Bergeron. That's the time is now to trade Patrice Bergeron. And our buddy Carlo Koliakovo, who is going to be on the show
tomorrow at 11,
put a tweet out yesterday. He says, I think people who don't think Mitch Marner is as good as Austin Matthews should look at this chart and determine who the Leafs' best player has been over the last 2 years. Stats since January 24, 2018 until last season, Marner had 30 more points than Matthews.
Also
and only
played 24 more games, though.
Yes, 24 more games, but it's still 31 more points, right? So so I'm going to ask you this or that. What is the hot, the best hot take here? That the Bruins should take should trade Bergeron, or that Marner is better than Matthews? This or that?
I think Bruins trading Bergeron.
Cause that's the best hot take?
I think it's the more controversial hot take, because I think there's a legitimate argument that Mitch Marner's bit as good as, if not better, than Austin Matthews. I don't care if he's a winger. I hate this. He's a winger. No, you need good wingers, and you need wingers to dominate. And when Artemi Panarin went from Chicago to Columbus for Brandon Saad, I said that's a great deal for Chicago, because they're going to have to pay Artemi Panarin a boatload of money down the road, and Saad's going to produce. You know what you're getting, and Panarin won't be able to do it without Kane and Chicago and everyone. Boy, was I wrong.
Were you wrong? Like, listen, I'm going to go with you in that the hotter take is, and the best take is that Marner is better than Matthews, because now it's 2 years now that the Leafs are in the playoffs, and the guy that drives the bus, that pushes the pace of the game, that really takes the game and takes it to another level, has been Mitch Marner. So good on you, Carlo.
I love Mitch Marner. And he blocked shots.
At the end of the game,
he plays with heart. I'm not saying Matthews doesn't, but I'm saying Mitch Marner is... Anyway, go ahead.
Different players, but I would say, you know what? I've got a little edge to Mitch Marner, probably.
Agree.
You know, that's the way it is. Okay, it's National Hot Dog Day today. So we asked Jeremy Roenick what he wanted on his hot dog. He said ketchup, mustard, relish, and onion, which is a fully loaded hot dog, and it's really good. Petey, I'm asking you this question, this or that. Ketchup or mustard on your hot dog? If you had to pick one. Like,
I had to pick one?
Just one.
If I was going to eat a hot dog and I had to pick one, it would be just mustard.
Really?
Yeah.
You are in a very, very small minority there.
They say geniuses pick mustard.
Why?
I don't know.
Are you picking that was a line Dijon from mustard? Dijon ketchup?
Dijon ketchups. No, mustard.
Okay, definitely. Just regular yellow mustard.
Give me a Grey Poupon. Give me a Mai.
Product. Now you're dropping the names right
it's,
now.
Yeah, Maille. It's like Dan Paille, but it's Mai. Anyway, pretty good mustard.
Okay, we talked about Ron Francis being the general manager of, going to be announced as the general manager of the new NHL expansion team in Seattle. I'm asking you this, if you are to be coming into a new GM job, what is the better job to have? Coming in as an expansion team's GM, or for whatever reason, coming in as the new GM of the team that just won the Stanley Cup? This or that? Let's see. Seattle or St. Louis right now, which GM job would you pick?
Oh, wow, that's tough. That's really hard, because less pressure with taking the expansion team, although Vegas kind of changed that narrative.
Yeah, they
so,
did. But you have a foundation
I'm
with a winning
St.
team.
Louis. Yeah, I'm taking St. Louis.
You have the foundation. Yeah. You have Bennington, and you have Parayko, Pietrangelo. You have
Tarasenko
yeah. and O'Reilly Vince and Dunn. Shen and Dunn. And
yeah, I'm with you. I'm taking St. Louis.
You know, you may not last as long in St. Louis if you don't win, but that's the job that can get you a cup right away. So, yeah, I think I'm with you. The expansion thing, you've seen it, right? Florida got good right away. Minnesota struggled a little bit. Anaheim, you know, and like some teams have had success, but some have not. Vegas has had success, so I would think Seattle's going to struggle. Atlanta definitely struggled when they came into the league. So
they have one of the best Twitters.
Who was that general manager in Atlanta when they came into the league?
Was it not Don Waddell?
Was it Waddell? It took him a while to come back in the National Hockey League, right?
Might have been Don Waddell.
Okay. Where are we going to go now?
Oh, I'm right over the board. Okay. Two are doozies.
Well, no, I'm going to ask you this because I don't know how long we've got. But
2 minutes.
So this morning it was raining and it was awful when I tried to let the dog out. And it made me think of, you know, it's mild, but it's raining and it's just awful. So if you had to pick in a winter, because Buffalo gets a lot of bad rap for the snow and how cold it is, a mild and completely rainy winter or a cold and snowy winter, this or that, which one would you pick?
Cold and snowy.
100%. And I know the people that are listening.
You know why? Backyard ice rinks. I want everyone to be able to enjoy their ice rinks. I've had a backyard ice rink and...
How about this? My dog did not want to go out today.
It sucks when you can't use it. What's that?
My dog didn't want to go out today. You can't go on a walk. Like,
they'll go in the snow, though, won't they?
In the snow, they're fine. So that's just a plain and simple right there. World Series of Poker had a winner for the main event yesterday. Guy won it on Pocket Kings, right? Head-to-head in the final table and won $10 million. Now, you can make $10 million a few different ways. But I'm asking you this, Petey.
Please tell me how. Easy way, too.
If you had these two choices, either you win the World Series of Poker and you win $10 million right now, one check, boom, $10 million, or you play 10 years in the National Hockey League making $1 million. Basically saying you get the big check and you're a celebrity for a little bit.
This is easy.
You're an easygoing guy for 10 years, but you make $1 million every year.
So basically you're saying you're in and out in the World Series of Poker, or you got 10 years with a little bit of a public image and a career and
you're like
friends and teammates and all that stuff.
Bottom. You're a guy that just is a supporting
easy
guy.
World Series of Poker. In and out, give me my $10 million, take the taxes right now, I'll see you later. I don't need to travel. I don't need to beat up my body training. I don't need to get yelled at by a coach. I don't need to be critiqued by somebody who never played the game. I don't need to... keep going. So I'll take the World Series of Poker, because guess what? Any terrible poker player can slide in and win.
Well, it's a great story. I see your point, but for me, it would be have 10 years... at $1 million a year, have the experiences, the teammates, a chance to win it multiple times. Like maybe you win the cup 3 times and as a supporting cast player, but still, that would be my goal.
How much does it cost to buy into the World Series of Poker? 10 grand?
I think it's 10 grand.
Let's call it 20 grand. You win 10 million, take 200 grand out, buy in for the next 10 years.
No, that's not the option here. You got to walk away after winning the $10 million.
World Series of Poker.
Okay. And lastly, because we have to go to break shortly here, but this is a great story, and it was on our morning email, and I completely cried my eyes out when I see this. So officers had a man remove his wig, finding a package stuck to his head with $34,000 worth of cocaine on his head inside the wig. There's a side picture and a profile of side and a front profile picture. It's pretty comical. PD, the side or the front, best picture for this guy. And if you are listening on the radio, you got to go on our Twitter. We'll retweet it. It is hilarious.
Yeah, it is hilarious. And what's more hilarious is I've actually seen people with hair on the right. So that's not even the best picture. I thought he had on the left. I honestly thought he had like a man bun up top.
Yeah.
Wrapped in cellophane. That's what I thought he had.
You know the slime that the kids play with right now? It looks like he put a big thing of slime on top of his head. That's the package with the cocaine in it.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And it wasn't 5 ounces or 5 pounds. It was just $34,000 worth of cocaine. I don't know how much... it weighed, but anyway. So you're picking the guy on the left? You're putting the best picture?
Left is the best picture.
Yeah. I've seen guys waking up with the hair on the right, but on the left, it's...
On the right, you can just say, I got caught in a windstorm.
I came in with a top down. It was windy. I had the top down.
And I drove in reverse because it's lifted up from the back.
It's awful. It's just awful. It's... anyway, we'll retweet the pictures so you guys can see it if you're driving around or listening on the radio.
The officer said to him? What do you got going on under the hood?
Seriously, patted him down and felt this. Anyway, that was This or That here, presented by nobody right now, but hopefully we'll find a sponsor for that. Anyway, the Instigators will be right back here on WGR 550. And
you got 10 grand, the sponsor's yours. We're going to the World Series of Poker.
Hockey talk that hits. This is the Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe.
No, it's Marty Biron. We have 30 seconds, and I have a quick diss or dat. Chris Stewart or Anthony Stewart?
Chris Stewart.
Right now, it'll be Chris Stewart. Why?
Because he just signed a PTO with the Philadelphia Flyers. Now, listen, who's the GM in Philly? Chuck Fletcher.
Yep, that's right.
Chuck Fletcher was with Minnesota, had Chris Stewart in Minnesota, knows him really well. Last year, Chris Stewart played in the UK. So, interesting that he signs a professional tryout in July. A lot of time, those guys sign a tryout at the end of August. But former Sabres Chris Stewart is going to be in camp in Philly, and they're saying he may compete for an actual roster spot. So it'll be interesting.
I'm going to see if we can get him on the show. He actually has something of mine.
What does he have?
When Mike Greer was in town 3 or 4 years ago, I brought that Michael Jordan book down that Greerzy gave all the young guys, and I got it so Greerzy could write an inscription in it for me. Well, Chris Stewart saw it, and we were talking. He's like, hey, can I borrow this? Never got it back.
Well,
you are on my A1. I'm coming for you, Chris Stewart. We're going to see if we can get him on the show and get him back in the NHL. Instigators, we're back tomorrow. One Bills Live next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.